Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pirella Palace, right across the river through the Woodson Park. Randy just went to bed, but before she did, she hit the show GOG in New York City, the Big Apple. People dressed in plastic bags, the rich traveling in some kind of fashion shape. Don't you do that? I'm a friend to come around, flats a party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brain splattered all over Manhattan. Shadoopy shag out. I think I might have caught something from Keith. Shadoopy. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Farrell with Carver High this evening. And we're coming off the Warriors smackdown of the Nets in Brooklyn. No sleep till, man, did they light them up, Carver High. I mean, it was ugly. I don't even know how anyone could, like, stay with the whole game. I mean, yeah. It got so bad. I mean, they blew them out so bad. Like, how could you sit and watch it? I'm a sucker for that. I watched the whole thing. But I just couldn't believe how many threes they were pouring in. 117.99 is embarrassing. And they shot 13 of 40 from three. They're cranking 40 threes in the game. What did you think of that offense? Boy, did they move the ball.
Yeah, tremendous job by the Warriors tonight. They've been great. Let's be honest here. Since the season started, other than the other night in Charlotte when they started this East Coast trip and they lost to the Hornets, Warriors have been outstanding. You know things are going good for the Warriors, Scotty, when Steph's hitting those ones from like the logo at midcourt, when Steph's just chucking them up from everywhere and they're all going in. It's all working for them. Tremendous job tonight in Brooklyn.
Did you see him like at the end of the quarter or whatever? And he was like at half court and he just threw it over his head, like just for fun. And it went in from half court.
Had the big shimmy going too tonight. Had the big.
They let him know who's boss in the NBA. I mean, right now you have to argue they're the best team in the league. Even, you know, the Bucks have been terrible. They lose all the time. They just are hung over, whatever you want to call it. Malaise, not into it, not digging it. I don't know. And then they lost without Giannis the other night. Then he came back. It was only a one-day thing. But they're not playing well. The Warriors are. The Bulls are. Those are facts.
No doubt. I mean, the Bucks are 6-8 here to start the season. A little bit of a hangover after winning the title. Warriors are 12-2, best record in the NBA. Everybody, the next closest team has 10. They got two wins more than everybody else. They've been outstanding so far. You're right. Bulls have been good. The Wizards have been surprisingly good, as we talked about on Coast to Coast today. Brooklyn, of course, has 10 wins, but right now the Warriors, without question, the best team in the first 4 weeks of the NBA.
Curry had 37 and nine threes. 9 of 14 from three. That's solid. 7 rebounds 5 times. That's unbelievable. We welcome our radio affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 159. Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Near Tijuana, Tijuana. Sports Map, Sports Byline. What's happening in Houston and San Fran City? Yang. It's Pharrell on a bench on a Tuesday night. So we got Rick Harrell coming up later. We got a lot to talk about with him. So anyway, Curry 37. Wiggins had 19. Poole 17. Green 11, 6, and 8. Solid. And I mean, you look at the Nets. I mean, Nash poured out the entire team. Every single guy played. There was no one left standing. I mean, when they were getting blown out, it was all over business shouting.
Figure might as well get everybody some burn. Not going to win this game. Might as well get everybody in there.
Now let's throw the game so we can get some of these young guys, the young fellas out there, some burn.
That's all right. I think they got a back-to-back, too. Aren't the Nets playing tomorrow night also? A little back-to-back?
Yeah.
Cleveland, right? Nets Cleveland tomorrow night?
In Brooklyn. They'll probably win that game. My guess is they'll bounce back and win that game. I got to tell you, though, they talk too much like tonight about Joe Harris.
Yeah.
Look, I know Joe Harris can shoot threes. I'm not denying that. I've seen it with my own eyes. The guy can definitely shoot. But in the playoffs, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. That's all I know. He missed every shot he took. And once it got in his head that he couldn't hit, he just started missing even more. But they acted like, like they'd lost the war before the battle even started. Like, all I heard about was, you know, Joe Harris isn't in the lineup. It's a concern. You know what? I don't think that had anything to do with tonight. What is Joe Harris going to do to the Warriors besides nothing? I mean, seriously. Now we've got Philly and Utah out in Salt Lake Shakers. Your boy Drummond still playing for JoJo Embiid. We'll keep our eyes on the NBA, NHL, college rack all tonight on the bench. All right, Pharrell on the bench. So I went to the Steelers-Lions tie, which is just unheard of. Like, who goes to an NFL game and sees a tie game? I mean, does that like, what is that like a once every 100 years? I mean, what is the deal, Carver? When is the last time? I'm sure there's been a tie here or there, but there's rarely ties. And then, you know, when they go to overtime, somebody scores. They got 10 minutes to get it on. And, I mean, these two putzes messed around and tied the game. It was unbelievable. But that's not really the story. The story was the weather, and it was just raining, sleet, freezing rain. It was just the worst. I was soaked. My entire body, my underwear, my pants, my feet weren't wet. I had, you know, kick-ass boots on. And then I had an outdoor ski Columbia jacket, right? So I was dry inside, but I got wet anyway. Like, I wasn't cold or anything like that, but I was wet. I mean, I got back to the hotel, and I literally took off my clothes, and everything on my person was completely soaked. A hoodie, a Penguins hoodie. Another thin basketball hoodie underneath that, a t-shirt underneath that. I mean, the t-shirt was ruined. It was like I jumped in a lake. And I got to tell you, getting in and out of that Heinz field is just an absolute nightmare. I mean, if there was a fire, everybody would be dead. I mean, it is the longest yard getting out of there. And it's the weirdest thing. Getting in and out is a nightmare. So I show up about, 60, 70, 5 minutes before the game, And I walk into my seats, and it's, you know, first down, Detroit. And I'm sitting there going, what is happening here? I just stood in line for 75 minutes to get into a stadium. Like, it was like, it was the worst experience ever. I'm like, how do they not have like a clear or, you know, a TSA line, like something where smart people could avoid the nightmare? I mean, it was the worst. I don't care what they think of me either. I say what I say. It's simple. They know it. They know it. They just don't want to talk about it. It's the ugly elephant in the room when, you know, nobody can get into the stadium because everyone goes at the same time. They crush the stadium, 70,000 people, and it is a nightmare. And I mean, they check every person. They, you know, they got electric radar, gun, the whole deal. You're going through. It's like going to the airport, but when you go through the security,
torture.
Then you do cashless. You know, everything there's cashless, and then you have like tickets in a wallet, like, you know, like Apple.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So everything's done with barcodes and credit cards. And it's just,
it's,
I mean, it's a pain.
It's
in
too
the
big.
Ass.
It's a commitment. Going to an NFL game on a Sunday now is such a large commitment. Like you said, it takes forever to get into the place. When you're sitting there, you really realize how long the breaks are for replays and commercials and for just everything else that they do. It's tough. And in today's day and age where we have so much technology at home, watching the game in the comfort of our homes, with even with just one TV or multiple screens like us, so we got a lot of things going on, it's so much easier to enjoy the game at home. I mean, I was supposed to go to the Bill Jett game at MetLife on Sunday. I told you last week, I bailed out and my buddy went out. I didn't want to drive there, so I turned it down and I said, forget it, I'm not going. I got offered then on Saturday night, the night before the game, 4 suite tickets from a buddy of mine. He's like, bring the whole family. Take your wife, your 2 kids, bring them to the Jet Bill game tomorrow. Sweet. Food in the suite, all on the arm, the whole thing. I still turned it down. I was like, I just can't do it. This is too long of a day. I can't drag 2 kids out to the Meadowlands. You know, it's just torture. It would have been torture.
5 minutes. Yeah. Here's the deal.
Misery.
So the TV timeouts and the, you know, the stockpiling of 30-second timeouts and injury timeouts and when the doctors come out, or water timeouts, they have all these timeouts. And I mean, they all take like 5 to 8 minutes. I mean, it is just, you just sit there in your seat and you're like looking at the field and they're all standing around holding their D's. I mean, it is bad. And it is what it is. I will say this, that when you're there, you see the game in a different light for sure than on TV. TV's angles. So they got the stick drone camera that flies around on a wire at the game, right? And then they got overhead camera up in the press box, right? That's the one that shoots down on the field. And then you got like a field level camera for, you know, touchdowns on both ends. They have like a camera guy working down there. So you see everything that they want you to see. So they choose your angles and you don't. You're just sitting there watching the game thinking, wow, this is great. But when you're at the game, you see how great a play is. I mean, the reality of it, not just the guy dropping back and throwing the pass. When you're at the game, you see everything. Guys trying to kill him in the pocket, danger everywhere, refs everywhere, fans everywhere going crazy. It's a completely different experience being there, being at a game as opposed to watching on television. Remember what I said, TV's angles. And being there is what it's all about. I mean, you see everything. You see a guy like Rudolph, like running for a first down. It's 3rd and 15. The guy takes off running. The crowd noise will dictate whether that guy gets to that pylon or not. You can hear the buildup is like, I mean, it is like foreplay. I mean, they're like, they go crazy. And I'm just sitting there going, this place is crazy. But I told you the story, right? This guy, this dude was just harassing me and trying to play the, you know, imitate Pharrell card.
That couldn't have been fun.
I mean, the entire game, it just wouldn't end. This guy from Detroit, like, dude, you're such a loser, bro. How are you like a grown man doing that? Like, you just have this giant picture of a D on your forehead that you have to wear around for like a month. I mean, honestly, you are the biggest D ever. Like, how can you sit there? And I actually have never had anyone ever do that before in my, you know, 35 years plus of doing radio and TV. I've never had anyone actually sit for 4.5 hours and scream in my voice.
The game wasn't like that great. The guy needed something else to do.
He acted like he was me. And then I'm sitting there with my buddy and I can hear him talking, right? So I'm here, I got season tickets, boom, boom. And then next to me is the same people, right? Usually when I go, I see these same people.
Right.
And they've all, you know, mastered that. And I don't care if you listen right now either. So just so you know. All right. So you can go tell your little friends that he was talking about us. Here's the deal. I don't ever say anything to any of you. And that doesn't make me a D. I just want to avoid any kind of, like, I don't need problems. I just watch the Steelers. I love the Steelers my whole life. My family had season tickets my whole life. I got two. It is what it is. I fly in. I spend a lot of money, thousands of dollars every time I go. Flights, hotels, Ubers, dinners, breakfast. Every time I go with someone, they all want to eat breakfast and lunch. Like, who does that? Like, I don't eat breakfast and lunch like an old lady. I'm going to have a BLT at lunch in a couple hours after I finish off this bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and a little sourdough bread for breakfast. You know, who does that? By the time I get home, every time it's like $2,000, $3,000. And it's just like expensive. The last thing I need when I go is to have problems with people or have, you know, people that don't like me or whatever else. You're drunk and you do something stupid. Like, you know, it is what it is. But like, I'm a cool dude. I'm nice to everybody. But if you want to sit there and, you know, be a D and imitate me and mock me and do all this other stuff. Listen, bro. Have at it. Because I ignored you the entire day. Tell you what, you'll find out how nasty I am. You will find out, bro. All right, Rick Carl's with us, our sports business and legal insider. So I guess I don't want to take up Rick's time with my stories, Carver High, so I'll tell them later. How's that for a plan?
Okay, yeah, whatever you want
to
do.
I'll tell them later because they're too good to pass up. Like the guy screaming in my voice for 4.5 hours being me, like, honestly, I hope your larynx falls out of your face onto the sidewalk and runs away so the lymphoma doesn't catch it. This guy was so painful. Like, dude, we sat there, my buddy and I, going, how much of a loser do you have to be? I mean, honestly. And then to have a guy like me sit there and ignore you for 4.5 hours and not say a word, not even look at you. Not even acknowledge it as you just kept getting louder and louder and louder and louder, pretending like you were me. I mean, dude, you just absolutely have to wear a gigantic picture of a male organ on your forehead for a month. That's what the judge has ordered in the appellate court. You're a D and you're going to wear one on your forehead. Who does that? Like, you got to be like a child. But, you know, I remember I used to imitate Howard Cosell running around the house. I never went to an NFL game and pretended like I was Howard Cosell for 4.5 hours. I can tell you that much. It must have really drove you nuts that I never acknowledged you or looked at you. And trust me, tough guy. You're all a bunch of drunks. You think you're tough. Trust me, I'm dirty, nasty, and I'm evil. And anyone that knows me knows it's true. So trust whatever you want. Be careful what you wish for. Mr. Harrow, so I go to the, you know, football games. I get abused by drunks, and I just wasn't having any of it. Now, you would have been proud of me. I never said a word. I just sat there and watched the game, and I just kept cheering for the Steelers and having a good time with my buddy. And being a season ticket holder, just like I go to Dolphin games with you, I just try to have fun. And I don't get involved with loser, drunk idiots that think they're funny. You know, there's nothing worse. Just so you know, here's the end all. There's nothing worse than a drunk at a sporting event. There is nothing worse on the face of the earth than maybe one other thing. It's when airlines give booze to people for 5 hours. And then they wonder why they punch them. So United Airlines said they're going to bring back their hard liquor service this week. Nice decision making. That's just a
idea. Hey, so
let's get everyone drunk and see if anyone starts up with us. People that drink for hours at a time, and I drank for 30 years. Trust me, when you drink for 5 hours, you become belligerent no matter who you are. Women start talking sloppy and fast. Men start talking tough. Everybody's a badass when they got a buzz on, right? So I'm sitting there the whole day getting abused by these people, and I didn't even say one word. I didn't even acknowledge them, which is the worst kind of torture. Worst kind of torture. And I'll go back for more, and I still won't know you. And if any of you come near me, you'll find out who I am.
Is this a full story you were telling? Because you said you were going to wait and tell it after, but that's the worst kind of story.
The other story is even better. The other story is so good, you got to tell it, man.
So you took the first. You got to tell it. I've never heard you stay quiet, but I can understand why you would want to do that, and I can understand why that drove somebody nuts. I'm just glad you didn't punch him.
Well, listen, you know as well as I do, you have to admit, you've known me for 25 years. I don't go around acting like I'm somebody special anywhere with
no,
you.
No, of course not. No, you don't. I'm surprised. Did the guy...
Dude. I'm very nice to people, and I'm normal. I'm just a...
Did he recognize you? Is that the problem? Did the guy recognize you?
Well, of course he recognized me. Yeah. I just told the story that he imitated me for 4.5 hours.
Oh, he imitated you. That's why.
He thought he was cute, and the guy next to him loved it because they were drunk. And then I'm just sitting there, and I'm twice the size of all of them.
Right.
I mean, I'm 6'4", 220, man. I mean business. So you can think whatever, you know. All these tough guys I play basketball with, 20 years old, 30 years old, I had the best thing ever happen to me in a game a couple weeks ago. This little black dude, guard, 100 mile an hour. It was like Isaiah Thomas, this guy. And so they tried to put him on me. I had a foot on this guy. And then, I mean, at the end of the game, this guy walked up to me and he goes, "Man, you are one strong mother Pharrell." He goes, "How old are you?" I'm like 56. He goes, "Damn, Grandpa, you're strong." You know what I am? I'm big, I'm strong, and I'm dirty. I'm Bill Laimbeer. So have at it. Get to know me. Whatever you need, I'll give it to you. So anyway, the other story.
Second story.
He's convinced me, Carver High, to tell the story. So I'm going to break tradition.
Yeah, you got it. Got to tell it.
So I go to this restaurant on the north side, and everybody tells me, go there. Greatest food ever. They got Kobe beef. They let you cook it on the stone. Everything's cooked on stones at this place. I said, so my buddy's just driving me nuts. He's like, "We got to go to the place with the stones." I'm like, "We got to go to see the Rolling Stones. I don't need to go eat Kobe beef at some stone grill." He's like, "Come on, man. We got to go." I'm like, "All right." So I sit in the rain for 5 hours, freezing rain. I'm soaking wet. I'm miserable. I go back to the hotel, shower, put on a blazer and a nice shirt. We got reservations. Walk into this place. I walk in. I'm like, "This is a dive bar. What is going on here? This is not some nice restaurant. This is like a 2-star place." And I said, "Whatever. Let's just do it. Let's just eat the steaks and go." So we're sitting there and minding our own business. And I'm the only guy in there with a blazer on, right? I walk in with a blazer on. I'm like, "Oh, God, here we go." Because the place was filled with Steeler fans. And everybody was hammered. And I come walking in all, you know, clean, like I'm going to a, you know, business dinner or something. And I sit down, I'm minding my own business. I get a filet mignon on the stone, Kobe beef, and fries, and like a ginger ale. I'm watching the Penguin game. And I'm just sitting there, minding my own business. And my buddy's sitting there, and we're watching the game. And I'm watching this guy. And he's hammered. Now, listen, if he's listening right now, it's not a reflection on anything. I'm just telling you, this is what I saw. And I'm as sober as the day is blue. And I'm watching you dancing with some chick, and then this chick starts buying us shots. Now, I don't drink, and I drank for 30 years, but I don't drink. So it's very unfortunate, too. But I don't, you know, do shots anymore, okay? I used to be a champion, but I don't anymore. So when they bring me over 4 shots of whiskey, I was like, all right, listen, I'm good. Thanks, though. Thanks, honey. I know I'm good looking. Thank you. I appreciate you. Good luck. Thanks so much. And then I made my buddy drink them. I'm like, okay, tough guy. You wanted to come here so bad. You're going to drink the whiskey. So I convinced him he drank the whiskey. So we're sitting there. Next thing you know, this guy comes dancing over to us. And he's like dancing at me. I'm like, okay, bro. Okay. He goes, where are you from, man? I said, I'm from New York City. He goes, what's New York City? I go, whatever you want it to be. And then he said, I used to live in New York City. I said, is that right? Where'd you live? He told me some place I'd never heard of. And I know everything in New York City, okay? So he starts telling me about living there, and I'm sitting there going, is this happening to me? I got some guy telling me his life story in the Kobe Beef Stone cooking bar in Pittsburgh. I'm sitting there, and the bartender's looking at me. He knows. Like, I'm just like sitting there like, is this happening? So next thing you know, the guy starts, like getting closer and closer to me. And he goes, he's like right up in my face. And I'm sitting there eating filet mignon on a stone. I'm like, bro, you know, honestly, give me just a little space here. You're like spitting on me, your beer. He's like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, whoa, bro, chill. So I get up and go to the bathroom, and that's my buddy's cue. He knew that it was over. I was not going to sit there again. This guy's already drooled on my dinner. And then when I come back from the bathroom, the guy's sitting in my seat. And I'm like, listen, I go, bartender, give me the check. Okay. I'll pay the bill. So then the guy says to me, he goes, I'm sorry, man. I'm like in your seat. I'm so sorry. I'm like, am I invading your space or something, man? I go, no, man, I'm cool. It's all good. I got places to be. So I'm just going to pay the bill and roll. But it's been nice talking to you. He goes, you know, you sound a lot like Scott Farrell. And I go, well, that's because I am. And I go, and your hand's on fire. He was literally had his hand on the cooking stone. And the guy like looked down and his hand was on fire. And I'm like, hey, listen, dude, I'm Scott Farrell and your hand's on fire. and then the guy's like, he starts talking to me about all these Howard Stern employees that I worked with, you know, 12 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, I know him. I worked there. So yeah, I know him. Yeah. Great guy. One by one, he went through a list of all of his favorite people. I'm looking at my buddy. I'm like, have you not picked up yet that I want to leave, you stupid ass? I mean, honestly, like, I can't even go out to dinner. I get attacked at the football game for 4.5 hours. I go take a shower. I go to dinner. The one place I go to dinner, I got some drunk guy trying to have sex with me in my seat at my table as he's drooling on my dinner. You know what I said to him? I go, hey, there's still 2 pieces of Kobe beef left. You want to take them home to your dog? You effing moron. Listen, I don't care what you think of me. I'm a badass. I'm cool. I was even nice to you. For no apparent reason. It's for all in a bench. All right, so, you know, moral of the story, I'm cool to everyone. I genuinely am cool to everyone. Carver High knows it's true. Haro knows it's true. I'm nice to everyone. Like, I'm really nice to people. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm glad, like, you know, Uber drivers recognize me and stuff like that in Pittsburgh. I'm like, guy was freaking out that he met me. And I was like, dude, I'm just a normal dude. You know, so it's no problem. You want to take a picture? No problem. Let's go. And then, you know, everyone I meet, I'm nice to. Even the drunk guys falling all over me. I'm like, yeah, you're not bothering me, bro. But I am going to leave. I know how to deal with you. And then the other one, I'm too smart to play the game with the guy imitating me for 4.5 hours. It's not happening. So
I mean, what a day. I had to deal with that 5 hours of freezing rain, sleet, and then those two problems. I'm like, this can't be happening. Even when I walked into this place with a blazer and a nice shirt on, everybody else was wearing nothing. They were homeless in this place. I'm like, what is happening to me today?
You forgot maybe the worst game in the history of football. How about the game itself?
You know, it really was. But think about this. All the other games were worse because they were all blowouts. So was it really the worst game, or was it the best game because it was overtime and it was intense and it was violent and there were turnovers and there were bad calls and it was actually, a little frustrating. The game was a little frustrating, but neither team could figure out a way to win. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, best game because of the weather, too. I mean, the circumstances were incredible. I don't know. Did it let up at all, or was it just wall-to-wall?
No. It got worse. So when we walked into the stadium, which takes an hour and 10 minutes to get in to the gate,
yep.
It's literally the worst nightmare ever trying to get in there and get out of there. It's like it literally is a nightmare. So I highly recommend going 2 hours before the game, because at 90 minutes or an hour, you're screwed. I mean, at an hour, under an hour, you're screwed. You're getting in there in the middle of the first. So it really is stressful. But it poured and rained, and then freezing rain. Then it sleeted. Then it snowed. And then it started freezing rain again. And then I went to some train, and I was literally like a sardine on this train. Thank God I only went like 5 stops into the city, because I would have snapped if I had to go another 5 minutes. I would have snapped. All right, Rick. I want to pick it up where we left off today. Disney looking toward the future with an eye on opening the door to sports betting. What is Disney going to do? Aren't they already doing it with ESPN? They got all kinds of gambling talk on.
They're doing it, yeah. Hey, they're doing it with ESPN, but they're also going to bring it to the parks. And what they're trying to do is to establish another kind of relationship. Remember, they were talking to Caesars, DraftKings, and others to sell the license to their entire gaming operation for $3 billion. That's what they were trolling for. That was their price. Well, that hadn't happened yet, but it might, and they also might decide to just sell it to everybody and try to figure out how to do that. The ESPN Plus deal, the streaming, the subscriber base, 66% growth to about 17 million in Disney's fourth quarter. So they're on to something, and gambling will only help.
What about fixed odds horse racing details being sorted out in Colorado? Listen, I just have to say this because, I have to tell it like it is. There is nothing. The degenerates at the horse betting track and at the sports book, at the, casino for the horse betting. Listen, I've been going around to horse betting for, 30 years or whatever. And I mean, it's Groundhog's Day. It is literally, when you go there, 1 year, and then 30 years later, you go back and the same 200 people are sitting there. Maybe 5 of them have died. But I mean, that is the most degenerate scene I've ever been around. The OTBs, they said, were bad in New York, and everybody was toothless and homeless hanging out in the OTB. I'm like, well, that's what they do now at the horse betting locations, which are at the track. So at the track, it's, what a nightmare. What is the nightmare in Colorado?
Well, they're trying to figure out how to govern it. And you're absolutely right with that kind of stuff. The people that are governing the sports books, the division of gaming, trying to take it over, they're trying to figure out how to comply with certain kind of standards. And, everybody's trying to change the branding. Our buddy Pat Rooney and the Steelers family, well, down here he owns Palm Beach Kennel Club, and that place has needed some branding changes. They've closed the dog track.
It's a dump.
Well, but not anymore, because they closed it down. They've decided to put together a kind of a business area, but they're having new gaming. And they're one of the facilities that's going to have mobile gaming with the Seminoles. And they're changing the entire deal, put $50,000 into a conference center. Good for them. It's a lot different than it has been. And you know what those places look like. You are absolutely right, but not anymore in Palm Beach.
I've been there 15 times. So here's the deal. The Rooneys own that because they understand a good deal when they see it. They've been doing it to players for years. They're juicy, one-sided deals. And you've seen all these players leave there, and they're like, I'm not getting paid. I'm out of here. So it's simple. They know how to make money, and they know that that's a moneymaker in Florida. And it doesn't matter how bad it smells in there. It doesn't matter who's going there every day to bet a dollar a race. I mean, at 50 cents a race, it's so embarrassing. Here's the deal. The Roonies, they're going to make money off of the fact that they'll have sports betting in there. They'll have slots in there. And they'll have everything that the Indians love. They love that. The Miccosukee and the Seminole. You know, it's so funny. I live down there. You know that. It's simple. They're not fooling me. I mean, these people are fantastic because they love making money like no one else. I mean, the Miccosukee and the Seminole, they're like an ATM machine. Okay? So, boy, are they licking their chops over sports betting. I mean, because they got all the rest of the money anyway, Rick. I mean, they got every
dollar in the state. And the difference is over the last 40 years, everybody's been talking about it. How do you get it in Florida? Well, these guys, this group, has the rights. So the governor got together and kind of strong-armed and said, you're going to extend it, and you're going to do deals with at least five Tampa Downs, Ocala, Orlando, Gulfstream, Palm Beach. And they're going to do a 60-40 split, and they're going to bring gambling after 40 years to these venues. Yeah, they're going to make a lot of money, but so will a lot of other people.
Paige Beckers at UConn in her second year has already struck oil. She got a sneaker reseller StockX deal. I mean, who needs NIL when you got a big old cash flow coming in from one of your sponsors?
Well, and that's what the NIL deal is with her, UConn, and frankly, StockX partnered with the NBA G League Ignite to auction the team's uniforms in March. But this is a deal for her, the first NIL endorsement for her, who won the John Wooden Award as a freshman last season. And so what does she do the next day after Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavaliers, has this business for $1.8 billion worth of items in 2020, and the business is worth about $3.8 billion, and they welcome her into the group. She scores 34 against Arkansas. Good for her.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that she bought out all the Kobe editions and is selling them at over $1,500 per pair over their normal price, like everyone else.
Probably like everybody else.
Kobe shoes. Correct. Kobe Bryant basketball shoes are literally like Bitcoin. That's what they've become. Like, you can't even get them. And so they've gone out of the stratosphere in terms of their cost. $1,500 a pair. I mean, I got every pair of Kobe's I ever had was like $200. Now they're $1,500. Viewership of NBA on ESPN is exploding. What a revelation. Exploding sports TV ratings now that everybody's back to normal as long as they got their shots.
Well, isn't that amazing? And it's not, obviously, as we said, not just basketball. We've talked about the Manning cast and Monday Night Football. We're talking about the NHL. But this one is important, not just because the ratings are up 20%, but the 18 to 49 demographic, which is what everybody is prizes because those are the buyers, up 28%. Women up 26%. The big deals, the Bucks Heat game 3 weeks ago, two weeks ago, 1.43 million. So they're watching the big games. They're watching everything.
So the Manning cast is just gaining millions of viewers. It's a huge hit, but I think a huge problem for them. Because how can you have a show that is crushing your main broadcast of the game? It's literally, I mean, humiliating them. That's what they're doing. They're humiliating the broadcast. If I were doing that game, Steve Levy, Greasy, and the guy from Pitt, the GM, I can't think of his name right now. Riddick is his name.
Riddick.
If I were those three guys, I'd be like, what are you doing here? What are you doing to us? You got an alternate broadcast on screwing us? I mean, that's bottom line what they're doing. And Manning cast is way more popular, you have to admit, Rick, than the main broadcast.
Well, yeah, except, the difference is the power of ESPN parent versus the alternate. It's about 16 million versus 1.5 million. But you're absolutely right. If you want to watch the game and you want to follow it, you got to really watch the main telecast because the Mannings bring on Mickelson, they bring on Barkley, you know, all the guys to talk stuff, and they refer to the game kind of only as an afterthought. Nothing wrong with that. Kind of a cool idea. And your point is a good point, but ESPN sees it as a package. they don't really, I guess, care who watches which part as long as everybody watches both of them.
I guarantee you that they have had a meeting in a conference room with all the powers that be, and somebody said in that meeting, that show's better than the other one. Why are we paying those guys all that money? I guarantee it. It happens every day in this business, and it is on like Donkey Kong, and you know it. All right. I want to go to the 5-5 now and stay focused. PGA Tour and WWE take on an advising role with Comcast, NBC, Universal Sports Tech Accelerator. I have no idea what that means, but I'll say this much.
Let me tell you what it means.
Does anyone watch NBC anymore?
Well, no, but let me know. Olympics, that's coming up. Well, Super Bowl.
The network, but I mean the sports channel.
No. But let me tell you what's happening with this, which is important. The network itself is saying, let's do consulting deals where we can improve the product with NASCAR, snowboarding, swimming, cycling, PGA Tour, WWE. And what they're trying to do is to put early-stage startups together to develop programs in those sports to get analytics done, to get new stars born. So it's almost like they're doing more stuff outside of broadcast television than inside of it.
Wow, that's crazy. Collectibles Exchange Alt raises $75 million from Tom Brady, Candace Parker, and Giannis. Sounds like everybody wants to be a part of that.
Everybody wants NFTs. Everybody wants collectibles. And the bottom line is this is a big money raise. Vibe Capital, Briar Capital, Shrug Capital, Apollo Group. A lot of the big investment companies are investing in stuff just for collectibles, but it's the right people. It's the Bradys. You know, with the Brady new show now, he's the most popular guy on the planet now, man, I'm telling you.
He really is. He started a new show today as well on ESPN Plus. He's all over the place. I'm trying to avoid that show at all costs. I have enough problems in my life.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. I'll see.
Real quick, the Kings and Windmark launched first of its kind partnership benefiting youth sports.
Yeah, that's
time,
a big
Rick.
Deal. Yeah, I'm out of
time.
Big deal.
He just told me Carver High put a gun to my head. I'm so sorry. Great stuff this week, though, on TV and radio. I love you.
All right, man. Love you, too. Talk to you next week.
All right, Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider, on a bench. So anyway, we're on a bench. Whenever I'm anywhere, I'm cool to people, and I'm even nice to the drunk guy spitting on my dinner. I'd even be nice to the drunk guy screaming, imitating me for 4.5 hours. Most people that I meet, I'm cool to. I met this guy, and he took us to this restaurant, and this famous place that everybody goes to eat pancakes. Believe me, you are no DuPars, okay? Swing and a miss. I got some dude. I go to this famous place, and the guy says to me, he goes, I said, I don't want all those blueberries on my pancakes. And he goes, so you just want like a lame pancake? I go, yeah, I guess. I'll take the lame pancake. So halfway through the breakfast, the guy comes up to me and goes, how's your lame breakfast? And I'm like, what? Wait, what? Like, dude, leave me alone. So anyway, I'm driving to this restaurant with the guy, and he goes, I got to tell you, he goes, you sound a lot like that Pharrell guy. And I was like, yeah, strange, because I am. So anyway, and then the guy said, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. I said, oh, I love Youngstown, Ohio. I said, I did a show once there, and like 3,000 people showed up to this bar. He goes, Jolly Joe's. I'm like, yes. The guy had it down. He had it all down. And that was really cool. So, you know, it depends on, I guess, which side of the car you get out of, because I was cool as hell to him. The other dude, I was cool to the drunk. And then the third guy, I didn't say one word to. I didn't think that was going to go well. I'm too smart for all that. SMRT. Anyway, Utah kicking Philly's ass 59, make it 60-43 with a minute left and a half. We got a lot to do. There's a lot of college hoops, NBA, everything. We'll get to it on a bench.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.